Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz.
Many South Africans might have seen a few social media posts and articles that essentially accuse West Bank as a key financier in the market of racial discrimination. Now, this was an article that was essentially published by a previous employee of the company, mentioned that he worked in the IT department during the period of about 2014 to 2018, and essentially said that there's a system within the bank and institution that would charge black clients a higher level of interest or fees in comparison to their white counterparts. We thought it best to get some clarity on this particular matter by speaking to the CEO of West Bank itself, Mr. Ghana Msibi.
I would like to put it on record categorically that, one, the pricing determinations or how we arrive at pricing or approve customers does not take into account race, gender, or age. And so, therefore, the variables that we look at are linked to the credit risk profile of the customer in question. They are linked to the vehicle that is being bought. We have been given nothing for us to even be able to base the extent to which this individual ever worked for West Bank. We've never been given any information as to which of these accounts are being referred to. So as we sit here, we equally were a recipient of the news through the media reports that came through.
The banking industry is again under fire months after the Rand manipulation case. West Bank is now accused by a former employee of fleecing their black clients by overcharging them on interest.
The latest whistleblower is talking about a system called the acquisition system, which they're saying is being used.
Acquisition is the assistance of a third party, and that is the final stage of approving of the vehicle loan. And on that information or documentation, the client's race must be put. And the bank ombudsman says that they can't help because they are helping individual complaints. There's various factors that determine the race, risk, etc. Areas, etc.
Well, that is a montage that our good colleague Mudibedi has put together for you regarding our next big story. And as you would be well aware, we are following through with some of the critical stories we've covered for you here on Kaya Biz throughout the course of 2024. This one hits close to home for many of us as South Africans, because if you're listening to the show right now, you're most likely in a vehicle driving to your next destination. And when you think about vehicle financing, an institution like West Bank is certainly one that comes top of mind. Well, we thought we'll get a refresher of this conversation, find out where we are, what the update is, and of course, the status quo regarding the organization and the claims that have been made against it. Joining us, though, in studio is Lebu Gauketse, who is the head of marketing and comms at West Bank, joining us to give us some more insight. Such a pleasure to have you, Lebu.
Good evening. Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Gugu.
Thank you. When we touched on this conversation at beginning of the year with your CEO, Ghana Msibi, it was really at the beginning of the year, and there were ongoing concerns as to how this works. Can it happen? And of course, the concerns around racial discrimination. Maybe let's just start there again by reaffirming the stance of the bank and how it is that you assess Guguletu Mfuphi's credit profile versus Natasha Smith.
A very important one, you know, that outright, though those allegations are unfounded, they're not true. We follow a very strict process when assessing an application, you know, where demographics don't play any role or any part. We literally look at your credit history, you know, and your credit profile, and those are the determinants in terms of the final decision. Mm-hmm. So we don't consider whether you're male or female or of a certain race, to be quite specific. So those allegations are unfounded. I just want to put it out there.
Yes, yes. And I think it's very important that we do understand that, because in as much as we understand South Africa has a very complex history, those are the parts that actually speak to our level of affordability or extension and understanding of credit and how to use it adequately. And I guess in what the research I've done and understood is that typically when we look at credit profiles, typically it is that maybe white South Africans have had a longer time period to actually ensure that they're able to manage their credit in a healthier environment. So as you say, the change in your interest rate is not a factor of your health or, I beg your pardon, race or demographic, but rather your credit and financial health.
Absolutely. And I mean, the onus is up to us as a lender to make sure that we lend responsibly, that we are not irresponsible in making those assessments. Because once we get into that commitment, it's a long-term one, and we do need to make sure that, you know, you can afford. It is a bigger essay discussion in terms of what you've said, but again, emphasis, credit profile, how you conduct your credit, you know, how you've conducted your previous accounts and your debt will, of course, determine how you handle the finance that we extend to you as WesBank on your vehicle.
Got you. So let's get back to the claims. Gentleman Emerald Van Sale, if I'm not mistaken, had opened up a fraud case against the bank and institution. Where are we now? Did he even come forward with further evidence in terms of these claims?
Listen, when he presented the evidence, he thought it substantial. That has been, you know, looked into independently by the SAPS, and the prosecutor on the case actually, you know, decided that there are no claims here. There's nothing substantial for us to even proceed with the case. So the case was ruled out and it has not been prosecuted on. In addition to that, subsequent claims have been made by Emerald Van Zyl that he will approach a certain actuarial company to look into these claims or to look into the matter, which he has done previously. And when he did that initially, we pointed out certain errors that are very, very clear, very striking in terms of how he approached those calculations.
Are you able to share?
Yeah. I mean, we'd be able to share that he missed out a couple of things on two specific matters that he presented. Simple things, Google, really, like the interest calculation, you know, the treatment of value-added products and how they attract interest, for example. Mm-hmm. The fact that there were interest rate changes. So a lot of error, and this was presented back to the said actuarial company, as well as Mr. Van Zyl. To date, I think this was around June, May, June this year. Mm-hmm. To date, we have not received a response on that specific one.
No response.
No response from the said actuarial company and Mr. Van Zyl himself. So that on its own is quite telling in terms of, you know, the kind of individual that we are dealing with here. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'd like listeners to throw caution to the wind when it comes to such things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess the first question that many will ask then is there a level of disgruntlement between Mr. Van Zyl and WesBank that has led to him, I guess, being so verbose and so confident in these claims?
I mean, it's easy to make that conclusion based on how he approaches things. This is a long-standing matter, by the way, for those who've been following very closely. Mr. Van Zyl never responds on facts. You know, there's been instances, even with the most recent social media activity, where we've outright refuted what he was saying. He will not respond. You know, there's been instances where people on social media have asked him, so where have you assisted people? Have people gotten back their money from you? Mm-hmm. People have even made claims as far as saying, I've paid money for you to help me and you've gone quiet. You know, Ooh. You've not responded to me. You've not come back to me. So there's been a long history of these allegations, which he never responds to. And that just, again, you know, confirms and proves the kind of individual that we're dealing with. Not willing to engage on fact, very emotive, which then questions his intentions from the onset. And I encourage listeners and consumers out there to always ask the question, what if he is wrong? Mm-hmm. Because we've proven so many times that he's wrong.
Got you. My journalistic colleagues might come for me and say, you're being too kind to WesBank. So I'm going to push a little bit further just to ask. Many people are still critical, though, of financial services institutions in South Africa, especially lenders, in terms of the terms and conditions that might be in place. But I'm hoping this is also where we can get, you know, an understanding as to, you know, how WesBank continues to conduct itself in the South African market, given that we are in a space that is highly regulated.
Absolutely.
To prioritize the health and well-being of the customer and the client who's actually seeking lending from an institution like yours.
Absolutely. I mean, over and above the fact that, you know, there is a process that is strict that we follow, you say something very important, that we are regulated. You know, we are answerable to the NCR, to BASA, to the FSCA. There are a lot of regulatory bodies that make sure that not only WesBank, but the banking institution as a whole, you know, sticks on the straight and narrow in terms of regulation. That's the first thing. Secondly, you know, we've gone extensive, because we are mindful of our customers. We've done extensive consumer education to make this information available to customers, because we are mindful of the fact that in our space as vehicle and asset finances, it gets very technical, it's multi-layered, it can get very complex. Mm-hmm. So we've really, you know, created a lot of information and content and made it accessible to consumers, even as far as, you know, creating a whole radio campaign in African languages to make that kind of information accessible. So there's a lot of information available on this specific topic everywhere you go And we've made it very transparent that we've got nothing to hide. Yeah.
Got you. As an organization, though, there's dealing with the reputational damage and, of course, getting your clients to trust you again. And anything that involves money and a partnership and a transaction requires a lot of trust. Mm. How have you managed this, especially on the back of some of the claims as well that were directly impacting the CEO of the group?
Look, the reputational damage has been great. It's been quite negative, even implicating our CEO himself. We've been very open and transparent again in terms of how we've dealt with these queries. So we deal with the queries, we answer them. Any customer that has come forth, and I do need to state that recently we've not had any customers come forth to clarify that, you know, they're unhappy with their interest rates. But in previously, when there were customers who came forth, we replied, we answered, we investigated, and we accounted, and there was no malice, there was nothing wrong. We deal a lot with consumer journalists in the space who call us at any given moment in time. I mean, for instance, Wendy Norris got my direct number as an example, you know.
And we know how she fights.
She's a feisty one. And again, I encourage consumers, if you don't get it right with us, we always say there's the consumer journalists, there's the Ombudsman for Banking Services. You know, we are known for our turnaround time with the Ombudsman, that we answer our queries, we take their recommendations, which are also openly available on their website. So we are very transparent in our dealings accordingly, you know, with each and every single matter. And I mean, I can even count on one hand the number of matters that we've received from Wendy Nola this year alone, because I'm that close to the process.
Got you. And I think you raise an important point, right? Because, Lebo, we've also come to a very intriguing time of the year. Hey, it's December.
Tricky one.
A tricky time. And some of us might find ourselves overextending ourselves during this festive season. January will come about. There's other responsibilities that come on hand. The gap between our payday from December 13th up until January 25th is quite large, more than 40 days. And from what I understand, when it comes to vehicle financing, this is where South Africans might decide, I'll skip this month's installment. February might be tough. I'll skip that one too. So for anyone who has experienced some level of challenge when it comes to repayments of their debt, specifically vehicle and asset financing, what's your word of encouragement to make sure that as consumers we don't put our head in the sand,
absolutely,
but actually reach out to the institution and say, I might be in some trouble?
That's exactly it. You know, be honest with yourself in terms of your commitments, but reach out to us. You know, reach out to us, let us know, let's make those payment arrangements. And what consumers may not know is that we actually want to keep them in their cars. So we will do everything that is possible to do that. You know, taking your car away from us entails a lot from us. They might not know. There's a lot of admin, there's storage, there's fees, there's wear and tear. Undesirable position for us to also be in, which is not readily obvious to consumers. So we will do our best to make arrangements. We've not repossessed cars because we do make arrangements, you know. And again, call us, make that arrangement. We are open to arrangements, especially this time of the year. But more importantly, Gugu, I think being this time of the year, I would recommend and advise consumers to not fall into unnecessary traps. Mm-hmm. Do not listen to people who, you know, are self-styled financial advisors. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you do your research. You know, follow through with credible people like the journalists that I've mentioned earlier on. Research. There's lots of information available there. If you are not sure, reach out to us. Mm-hmm. We do want to keep you in that car. We do want to hear what your circumstance is and how far we can help you.
Got you. So if Gugu's online and there's an AI-generated video of me telling you to buy a German sedan for only 100,000 rand, it's largely a lie. And I think that's important because there's obviously a lot of fake news when it comes to this dynamic. Lebo, before we let you go, there's so much more I want to discuss with you. And maybe it's just a reflection of the year 2024,
sure,
some key lessons that have been learned on the back of the case that we've just discussed, but also the outlook for 2025.
I think the industry is in a good space as a whole, you know, based on where macroeconomically, we are getting some relief. So we can see the activity of applications. Africans love their cars, so they are still applying. So the appetite is there, but the market is also opening up. So industry is in a good space. On our side as WesBank, we will continue to elevate our consumer education efforts because we are all about the total cost of ownership. We are all about lending responsibly. We are all about keeping people in their cars. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of content. I mean, I encourage people to visit all our platforms. We've got a podcast that we've devised specifically for them, where, again, you know, we invite industry experts to come and give their opinion so that it's open and transparent and fair in how we approach our content and our dealings. So exciting times for the industry, and lots to look out for in terms of consumer education.
Definitely. Read, listen, engage, because the opportunity to learn more and make sure that you're in a viable financial position is a priority for all. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Lebo. Really appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
Have a Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year to you too.
Thank you, Gugu.
Awesome. A safe festive season. That's my guest this evening, the head of marketing and comms at WesBank, Lebo Gauiketsi, who joins us this evening to give us a refresher of some of the conversations we covered this year regarding WesBank, but most importantly, how the institution, much like what we try to do here on the show, is to make sure that we're all educated and on the same book and same page in terms of understanding how we can have a favorable relationship with our lenders. And as you've heard, the bank's aim is to keep you in your car.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.